everybody.
Hello!
We are here with Boy Oh Boy Conversations with Gray and JC Grayson.
JC.
What's up, man?
You know, it's great that we're still around.
Like, alive?
Alive, but also that, like, Boy Oh Boy still exists.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking way more existentially, like, about us as humans, but the podcast too. Yeah, both of these things, miracles, it feels like. Despite every direction the universe has pushed us in, we're still here both as a podcast and living beings. So
that's, it's really just a remarkable story of survival, if you think about it.
I would say stubbornness, a fear of the unknown. You know, like, because what does this podcast, or no, sorry, what do our lives look like without this podcast? We don't know. We were 17 the last time we existed without the podcast. Isn't that
honestly
wild?
So true?
Yeah.
And my wonderful fiance,
not Bulger.
Not my wonderful Bulger.
Okay, just want to clarify.
Yeah, no, my wonderful fiance pointed out to me, I was on the phone with her right before we started recording while you were still setting up. Uh-huh. And she pointed out to me, this will be my last episode of the podcast as a 24-year-old.
Wow. It's true. And by the time it comes out, you'll already be 25. But you're right. The final recording. How does it feel being less than a quarter of a century into your life?
I feel pretty good.
Okay. Okay. How does it feel knowing that you're about to be a quarter of a century into your life?
Pretty good.
Okay. Okay. That's,
I feel like I'm doing a good job.
Nice. Okay. Listen, that's all you can ask for, really. You know, more than you can ask for. I feel like usually the answer would be, I feel fine. It's okay. But this is really positive skewing.
You know, my wonderful, lovely fiance has just brought a light into my life.
Wonderful is such a hard word to use on this podcast at the moment. So I'm sorry.
In that, you know, I have like a purpose. I have something I'm fighting for. I have someone I'm fighting for. And I really think that that's brought me a lot of joy in life.
Okay. Okay. And then the moment you don't feel that spark and that flame anymore and passion for your fiance, what you should do when you no longer love each other is rush to have kids, and then they can be your reason for being.
That'll fix everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make
sure. Well, we'll see how it
page.
Goes because I haven't gotten my birthday gifts from her. So we'll see if there's two switches involved. If not,
wow,
you may need to rethink some things.
Okay, okay. When you were like, well, I hold on, maybe not kids, I thought you were going to reveal that maybe you're impotent. But as far as we know, you are not shooting blanks, correct?
I as far as I know. Okay. I would there be an easy way to tell?
If you are not shooting blanks?
Well, would there be an easy way to know if you were?
Ooh, I feel like there probably have to be some traits of impotent sperm that you could, like, I feel like maybe like light, watery, like clear instead of white, you know. I feel like it's probably got to be a little off. But also, if that's your norm, how would you know what's off?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have only experienced my own, only ever interacted with my own, so how in the world would I know what it is like for others?
You could always ask Wilson.
The virile, as they'd say.
I trust Wilson to be incredibly virile. I don't know why. I just get that from him.
I was actually going to say the opposite. If either of us is impotent, it's definitely him.
I feel like you're too close to the situation to really comment on it objectively, you know?
Mm.
We'll have to survey everyone when we're in Chicago this week. Maybe we can, you know how we're having the meetup for the EDED group when we're in Chicago?
I completely forgot about that.
Oh, how could you forget? It's all I've been looking forward to. We could print out little flyers with photos of you and your brother, and they have to circle which one they think has more potent jism.
Mm-hmm.
And then we really just leave it up to the people at the end of the day. A really specific sample size or sample skewed by their own erectile dysfunction or eating disorder, but still irrelevant.
I mean, those
one.
Would be the experts.
Yeah, honestly. Really, truly. So, yeah, I'm excited for it, Grayson. We are going to be in Chicago. You are going to turn 25. I think by the time the next episode comes out, I'll be just a day away from turning 25 because it'll come out on the 15th. My birthday's on the 16th. But what really matters is that we're just in the middle of Leo season right now. And that's what I'm happy about.
Huge. I know Wonderful Bulger has come up intermittently in this, almost by accident, but I do have something to say about Wonderful Bulger, if I may.
Oh, say it. This is your time. Speak truth to power.
I think I mentioned on the last episode of the podcast that my sweater from Wonderful Bulger, the multi-year delayed gift, is finally complete.
Okay, that's the rumor.
I've since gotten word that Wonderful Bulger has also shipped said sweater.
Why?
Well, she didn't want to bring the whole thing with her to Chicago because it's
I guess
big.
It is pretty large. She could have worn it.
That's what I said, too.
Yeah.
I she feel said like that she, it would be too hot.
Well, take it off.
I don't know. I didn't feel like arguing. I was just happy it's done. Here's the issue, though, JC.
Okay, yeah. Tell me.
It's set to arrive Thursday.
The day that we leave for Chicago.
In the morning, yeah.
So we're probably not going to be around for it?
No.
She probably
and like it'll be a
purpose.
Nice surprise when I get back.
Uh-huh. Presuming the package is still there. If you leave a Moomin sweater in a USPS box outside of someone's front door for so long, there's only so much temptation your neighbors can take before they give in.
True.
So
here's hoping they don't have x-ray vision.
Well, you never know. All they need is a switchblade. But Gray the Gray, how are you feeling about Chicago? We leave in, 30 hours? Something like that?
Something like that. That's about right.
Sure, maybe a little over 30. Less than 48. I know that.
True. True dat.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling? Just give me your gut feeling.
A little bit nervous. I'm not prepped at all.
You're nervous how like your friends are going to perceive you and whether or not we'll still like you?
Oh, no. I've never cared what you think of me.
Oh, my. That goes for all five of us?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Except for Steven. I care what Steven thinks of me.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Is that where you derive a lot of your self-worth?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I'm glad your wonderful fiancé has stepped in. Can we exclusively refer to Issa as wonderful fiancé from now on?
We got Wonderful Bulger and Wonderful Fiancé.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we just want to make it easier on everyone. You know, nicknames, they serve a purpose.
Yeah.
For your wonderful fiancé, I'm so glad she's in the picture to maybe alleviate some of the load that is Steven's view of you. That's got,
I hope it alleviates the load for Steven. I feel like he's been under a lot of pressure.
As your official judge?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Take one more thing off his plate. That's nice. Thank you, wonderful fiancé, for doing that.
But I have not started packing.
Me neither.
I've completely forgotten the itinerary.
Oh, well, I mean, we could do a refresher today.
No.
Okay.
I'm not joking about forgetting the itinerary. Every time someone asks me what I'm doing on vacation, I say, oh, I'm going to Chicago. And they ask, what are you doing in Chicago? And I say, well, I'm going to be at Medieval Times at some point.
Uh-huh. I have to be
and
honest.
That's it.
I've been having the same experience because this is my first time going on a vacation where it's going to really feel like a vacation. Like, my old job was pretty much a vacation just every day of the week, you know? I miss it. And so this is the first one where it's like, Jesus Christ, I'm so tired. I can't wait to sleep on vacation, you know? Never really had that experience before. But a coworker was asking me, what are you going to do when you're there? And I was like, I don't really know. Like, I was a big part of planning it months ago before starting this job. But now I'm just excited to not be here. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I can vibe with that. I can definitely vibe with that.
Yeah, which is tough because this is supposed to be our vacation where it's a return to form, where we have a bunch of plans and structure. So if this is my headspace heading into it, it's going to be a rough one. But we're going to make it. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, no, it'll be good. One devastating thing for me is that I don't really get to leave my work. Like, the work doesn't go away.
Just because of how, like, pervasive video games are in society?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like, I close up shop and, like, I mean, no one else is coming into the store, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I could just be done. But now that I'm, like, I'm manning multiple stores, like making sure things are operating right and like doing all these reviews on everything.
Also a household name among the general public. Like,
yeah,
the photographs and autographs.
Takes a lot out of you.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, the responsibilities don't like end when I leave work.
Yeah.
The responsibilities remain. It's my job to make sure they happen within any given time frame.
Even when you're on paid time off.
Exactly.
Okay, good. That sounds fair and like great work-life balance.
Yeah. It's super cool.
Uh-huh. Do you at least have off weeks where it's like, okay, you're not technically on call these weeks. Someone else is.
No.
Okay, cool. Well, here's hoping you don't spend most of Chicago on a computer.
I think I have done enough work and prepped enough stuff to where I won't need to be on the computer most of the time I'm there.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
But, like, I kind of think of it as, like, if you remember back to the Richland trip.
Was it Richland? Of course. Richland, New York. You have a t-shirt to commemorate such.
I was studying for exams then. I still had to do that while I was there. So, like, even when I wasn't really working, I still had responsibilities tied to work that I was doing on my time off.
Yeah, no, this makes sense. I understand. I will say with my current job, I feel like I really struggled at first with not necessarily work-life balance. It was just I would really be affected by work when I'm at home, right? And it was like kind of hard to separate the two just because there's so much shit happening there at work. But I've gotten a bit better as things have become like normalized and I'm a bit more used to like how high stress of an environment it is. It's become easier to like disconnect when I'm not there. But today was actually an exception to that, Grayson. Today I left work feeling so sad. There's this one patient who's been there for like a week and a half, coming up on 2 weeks. And at first when I met them, and it's like they're this really old person, like maybe they're like in their 70s, right? And when I first met them, they were all kind of like curmudgeonly and like a little bit irritable, but I was like trying to be nice to them and they were like receptive to that. And then like, despite how like miserable they were like kind of cool, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I went away for the weekend. I came back Monday and they were just the sweetest person ever and have been nothing but like so pleasant to be around and talk to for like the past week, you know, like all of last week, that was them. And yesterday it was the same situation. And also last week they were sick for a while, so they were like kind of bedridden. And yesterday they were up, they were happy, they were walking around, things going great. And today was the day they were officially supposed to get out of the hospital and discharge. Woo! You know, big. I agree. They seemed ready and they're healthy. So this is great. And also like they're just so kind and so nice. And they've expressed to me how much like they appreciate me. And like we just have a very nice little like rapport going on, you know? Mm-hmm. And today, as he was waiting for discharge, the patient, one of the therapists came up to me and they were like, hey, I'm a little worried about X patient. Like, I think they might have dementia. And I was like, that's kind of weird. Like, why do you say that? And I kind of like listened to them. And based on what they were saying, I was like, I don't know. Like, I think it's more like because they're on like new medications that like they're like, you know, can be a little spaced out sometimes and that they're just like, had like a little like a couple like little mood swing kind of issues, but they had been working on like getting their medication all changed while they were in the hospital, so I kind of chalked it up to that. And then the therapist was like, yeah, I don't know, I hope it's not dementia. And I was like, yeah, me too. And then it was like maybe my last hour of work today and I was trying to help them like get ready and like just checking in on him to make sure like everything was all good, and there was like a complete like shift and like everything was like kind of like weird and tense. And he started accusing me of being in charge of the hospital and being in charge of like why he can't leave the hospital and like saying that he knows what I'm doing and he knows that I'm like the one like responsible for everything. And like just all of a sudden, like he was like in the throes of like delusion and thinking like I'm his oppressor keeping him in the hospital, like out of nowhere. And then I was like, I think maybe he has dementia. And it was like really tense. He was like getting mean and just angry and demanding, and they still just discharged because this all happened. Like this shift happened in like the last hour and a half he was there. And so like everything was already in motion for him to leave. So we kind of sent him out there the exact way he kind of came in. But he was great the entire time he was here. It's so fucking sad. And now his last impression of me is that he hates me.
Well, darn.
Yeah, bum me out, you know?
It's crazy that you run a hospital like that that does that to people.
That does that to, well, no, I'm personally.
That locks him up.
Yeah. Again, and I was the one. It wasn't just the hospital. I was the one, you know?
Yeah, but you're in charge.
Yeah, exactly. And it was so sad, too, because when the therapist that was, like, expressing the dementia worry to me came up to me, she was like, oh, he loves you, talking about the patient. So apparently he was, like, saying good things to me up until he wasn't. But I hope I never see him again in, like, the best way possible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't it be, like, if it is really dementia, wouldn't it be that, like, that slip would slip as well from memory and he would do a switch back where he would only
remember the positive things about you? That is kind of what I'm hoping. Yeah, I'm hoping just, like, if I ever do see him again in my life, like, the positive associations are there. But it made me think about, like, how fucking tough, like, I am not ready for, like, my grandparents or my parents to ever have dementia. Because if I got that attached to someone who's a patient over the course of a week and a half, imagine how hard it fucking is for, like, one of the people that brought you into the world to, like, be like that. That's so sad. I don't want that.
Yeah.
And now my family has a history of Alzheimer's. This isn't good. My doctor doesn't seem to think it'll be passed on to me.
Here's hoping they just cure it here soon.
Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
That's not even, like, one of the ones you hear they're even, like, sort of close to curing. Like, at least you hear they're working on a cancer cure. I'd never heard shit about an Alzheimer's cure.
Really? I feel like I hear about that.
Really?
Like, treatment for Alzheimer's.
I always hear that's literally untreatable. Like, at least there's chemo with cancer. Alzheimer's just runs its course.
Why would it be untreatable?
I don't know.
I think people are afraid to touch the brain. Isn't it just, like, a neurodegeneration?
Yeah. But, like, it's also very genetically genetic, because, like, you can test. Like, right now, I could get tested to see if I'm going to have the same dementia that killed my uncle and, like, know whether I will or not. Because it's that, what is that called? Congenital? Whatever it is. It's biological. It's predisposed. So, I don't know. Can you cure something like that? Quote unquote?
Well, apparently some Japanese researchers just found a way to, like, delete the chromosome that causes Down syndrome.
Oh, so you're advocating for epigenetics.
If it stops Alzheimer's, yes.
Okay. What if it stops Alzheimer's, but it also stops... let's go blonde hair. Worth?
What? So, like, someone starts developing Alzheimer's, they go in, give you, like, a drug or some treatment that changes your genes so the Alzheimer's stops progressing, but
yeah.
You suddenly become a brunette?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems worth it.
Worth it. Okay. But you're, like, your child wouldn't be able to be blonde in that scenario if they have the chromosome. And I'm assuming
I'm chilling with that.
Okay. I feel like it's got to be time pressing. Do you not want to, like, delete the chromosome as soon as possible, or can you do it late in life?
I have no idea.
I feel like it's got to be, like, a pre-birth thing.
Well, I feel like, as well, the Alzheimer's one isn't a whole chromosome.
Oh, okay. It could just be tied to one or associated with one?
Well, it would probably just be a sequence of genes among the millions of genes. Billions of genes.
And we're going to have to figure out which ones and delete it?
Well, if they can test for it.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Shit.
And they've already identified it.
You know what? Hell yeah. So this will be cured. I don't have to worry.
I'm kind of just banking on that. Because, I mean, dude, I'm afraid to get something like that, you know? I'm terrified.
I mean, yeah, I'm less afraid about me getting it as much as I am about, like, the experiencing other people with it. You know? Because if I get it, ultimately, it's like, I guess I would hurt the people around me. That's sad. Make them feel bad. But, like, ultimately, my experience, I'm going to be so fucking spaced out. Like, I'm not... I'll have no clue what's happening, obviously. So whatever happens, happens. But I don't want it to happen to the people I'm like around, you know?
I just looked it up and I found, I literally just Googled, how close are we to finding a cure for Alzheimer's?
Yo.
And it, they lit the AI overview listed out some recent advancements. There's new medication that blah, 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 that basically stops the, or reduces the amount of buildup of plaques in the brain,
okay,
which is meant to be a key factor in Alzheimer's.
Wow.
So that slows the progression of it. There's also stem cell therapy that helps replace damaged brain cells and improve cognitive function. And then they have also figured out some stuff with gene therapy and gene editing techniques that may be able to target specific genes in the development of Alzheimer's.
Hell yeah. Okay, so we're good. We're chilling.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm happy about
it. I'm sure between now and whenever we would potentially develop Alzheimer's, they'll have like really honed that stuff down and figured it out. By then, they might not even have the, oh, you lose your blonde hair part.
True. I didn't think we'd have Waymos by the time we hit 2025, so we're here, you know?
Oh, wow. Mark of progress. Waymos.
Exactly. Exactly. By the way, I feel like we're already kind of on a somber note. Let's keep it going, Grayson. We forgot to pay tribute last week to a legend.
True.
To a couple of legends, but one in particular. Like, the footnote here, Ozzy Osbourne died. You know, RIP, I guess. Like, he's cool. But more importantly, and this can't be overstated, it is much more important, the Hulkster, Terry Bollea, Terry Thermosized Cock Hulk Hogan, has passed away, Grayson.
It's devastating.
Oh, I know it. Oh, I know it. I saw all the rumors beforehand. All the wrestling websites were reporting that Hulk Hogan was transferred from a hospital to his home in Florida for hospice care, blah. I didn't believe any of it. I said, you know what, dude? That can't be true. And you know why I thought that? Because Hulk Hogan's team came out and said, that's not true. He's fine. He went out doing what he loved, Grayson, and that is lying to the general public.
Truly a great man.
Well, something like that. With his passing, a lot of stuff has resurfaced from his non-consensual sex tape, and it just really doesn't paint him in a good light, even post-mortem, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking with one of my coworkers about the Hulkster.
Uh-huh.
And I made the joke to him. It's like, I never thought I'd feel sad for the death of a racist.
Yeah.
But like I do.
Yeah, I feel sad for the death of Hulk Hogan. I don't feel sad for the death of Terry Bollea.
That's a fair assessment.
Yeah. If he could make the distinguishing, like if he could make that difference in court, I can make the distinguish what is the word I'm looking for? I can separate the two in my real life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll go ahead and do that. Also, like there's obviously the clip of him saying that he doesn't want his daughter to have a black guy fucking her, but he uses like the hard R slur when he's saying it, and there's all that. I forget about the other clip where his son Nick Hogan, which does not sound like a real name, Nick Hogan got into a car crash and paralyzed one of his friends in said car crash, where I don't know if it was like just reckless driving or if it was like under the influence, but Hulk Hogan also said that he's worried and hopes that karma doesn't get them and get his family and have them reincarnated as black people. Which is like, it goes beyond just the one that everyone knows. Like there's kind of a breadth of racism to draw from.
And that's just the stuff that made it to the public.
It's true. It's true. And then, you know, it's okay because he gathered up all the talent of the WWE locker room back in like 2017, 2018 to apologize to them, particularly the black and talent of color. And do you remember what he told them, Gray the Gray?
Be careful because you never know when someone's recording.
Yes, he never apologized for what he said. He said that they have to be more careful and be aware that they could always be recorded. Which
wise
is,
words.
What? True. True. Maybe not the most appropriate in the context of.
Yeah.
But you're right. I don't want to discount the wisdom that is there in the Hulkster's words. Maybe that's what we should focus on in his passing. The message of protecting oneself in the court of public opinion, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that's valuable. You know? I find that quite valuable.
JC, I have really incredible news.
Is Hulk Hogan back? Is he black now?
Not quite that incredible.
Okay.
JC, I just received a Jordan update.
What? It has to be like a whole essay.
Yes.
Okay, good. But like as of recording, you got the Jordan update.
About 5 minutes ago.
Wow.
That right when you started the Hulk Hogan thing, and I didn't want to distract from it.
Of course. Well, not the Hulkster.
Yeah.
Are you ready to get to it? I'm ready to launch into the Jordan update.
I am as well.
Okay.
Hello. I'm sorry I did it again. The podcast has been lovely, though I'm incredibly behind. I love listening to all the new episodes. I'm very happy they're continuing. Please don't read the following. It's just to show I still care. Is that because of the length, or should he actually not want us to read it?
I don't know. We can always like edit stuff out.
Honestly, true. Jordan, if this is stuff that you do not want us to read, let us know. We'll take the episode down.
Okay. Well, I feel like we're just making a decision and then putting her in a position where we know she won't say take it down. But you're right. Jordan, you sent it to us. It's fair game. Go.
And like, if you want us to edit it out and put it up, like, that's no problem for me. Like, that's all JC. So like, I'm good with that too.
I feel like we could use our better judgment and see if something should be edited out. You know, I trust us. We've been doing this for 400 and something episodes. What is this? 402?
Yeah.
401 episodes done. We got this. We are great judges of character and content. Continue.
It's been like over a month since the Jordan update. I know that because the first episode here is 395.
Oh, my God. Okay.
395. JC, I'm so sorry to hear about the festival and your dog. I'm sure she had a wonderful life with you and your family. That's great. I'm sorry to like reopen that wound, brother.
No, we're on the somber part of the podcast, so it's okay. It fits in.
On a less serious note, I'm sorry for your mozzarella mishap. At least now you know not to buy.
Is that when I got the Chuck E. Cheese pizza from Walmart and it tasted like shit?
I believe it was in fact when you cheaped out on mozzarella sticks and didn't get the TGI Friday ones.
That was the same occasion. If you remember what I did to make them edible, is I started stacking the bad mozzarella sticks on the Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Maria went to Italy, so I think I trust her most for identifying pizza criteria. Either way, they both sound lovely. No, I disagree. I don't think that Italians have a monopoly on pizza. In fact, I think pizza is an American
racist
thing.
Jordan.
Like, their pizza sucks.
Italians?
Our pizza's better. Yeah.
What the fuck? I don't think I agree
with that. Our pizza's
just
strictly better.
I really enjoy New York pizza quite a lot.
Yeah, that's an American pizza.
But it's from the Italians that moved to America.
Yeah, that's all good, but they were Americans when they got here.
Okay. I mean, if that's the criteria we're using, sure. I've never had a real authentic Italian pizza, so I follow this logic.
Like I don't buy into this kind of like, oh, but it's culturally Italian food. Okay, but like it was culturally Italian when the Italians showed up in the United States and like had to figure things out. Like, not about it. As far as I'm concerned, it's an American dish, not an Italian dish. They can make their flatbreads and put whatever they want on it, but it's not proper pizza as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, I hear both sides. I hear you guys out.
My Peter Piper pizza also had a tube slide thingy, but yes. H remember having a fun at both stores.
Like Chuck E. Cheese and Peter Piper?
That is my assumption.
Okay, fair enough.
396, Grayson, I'm so sorry to hear about the loss of your old computer, but JC's hacker setup sounds like a wonderful solution.
I don't even know what that's referencing.
Yeah, I'm still running the same computer, so.
I'm a hacker?
You're a hacker, JC.
Okay, cool.
I hope y'all are both able to get a bit more sleep this week.
Yeah, shit.
JC, I'm so happy work has been a bit easier lately. Well,
I mean, that's true. Today was just like a sad moment. Today, it was still like, it wasn't hard. It was just like really disappointing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then the people got bit like a couple weeks ago. I talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I'm so sorry neither of you particularly enjoyed Megalopolis. I'm sure Steven's company made up for it, though. It absolutely did.
Yeah. No, Megalopolis.
And also, to be clear, I did not.
Awesome.
I did not dislike Megalopolis.
Well, you didn't like it.
I don't know if I could formulate an emotion about it.
We spent a lot of time on the episode. If anyone's curious,
don't need to rehash all that.
Yeah, the episode's called Megalopiss, I believe. Something like that.
Cool. JC, I'm so sorry you had to clean up vomit, but congratulations on avoiding urine cleanup.
Today, also, congratulations I cleaned up shit. Today, a patient shitted the bed, so I had to clean that up.
Cool.
Okay, just wanted to put that out there.
Congratulations on your midterm exams. That's amazing.
Oh, I did my finals on Tuesday. I got a 98 and a 94. So this is really a while ago.
397, Grayson, I'm so sorry to hear Lick has come to disappoint you. I'm glad you have found some refuge in Jenny's, but I hope you and Lick will reconcile again soon. If they start giving me free ice cream again, then 100%.
They still give it out a little bit.
Nah, it doesn't count. JC, okay. I think you handled the N-word guy.
What is this? Hulk Hogan?
I hope you were, in fact, able to enjoy your weekend afterward.
Yeah, I think I did.
I love that sentence can be read as both there was someone who was bothering you that was saying the N-word a lot, and also that there was someone that you referred to as the N-word.
I like to think that's just what Jordan came up with, you know, like, she has feelings, but she doesn't want to be too crass, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but thank you, Jordan, for all that.
Thank you both for sharing your opinions on the Clifton Strengths Assessment and Mr. Beast controversy. And thank you, JC, for sharing WWE lore.
You're welcome for the Mr. Beast controversy. I know that one was
me. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I just know that you couldn't have possibly brought that to the table, so...
398. I don't hate either of you at all. I love listening to the episodes, and I do wish they'd continue for a long time to come. I agree with just letting the baldness ride.
The baldness for who? Ride? I don't for remember. Us? Like with the hairline?
Beats me. GC, thank you for sharing the Brita ad. It was quite a beautiful to behold indeed. Aww. I'm sure your patients are getting the best care with you with that in your head.
I'm certain of it. I just nominated my coworker Brita for Employee of the Month. I find out tomorrow if she got it.
W. I'm all for the quizzes. I don't feel that the podcast is repetitive at all. In fact, repeat at much as desired.
I don't know. I kind of was thinking about the Brita song when you said that, so I was zoned out.
I think we had said in a previous episode that we should put quizzes between each episode.
You have to unlock
each subsequent episode.
No, that's true. We should do that.
Grayson, I'm so glad you had fun meeting Issa's dad. I do feel incredibly left out of that wonderful photo sharing experience, but the audio description was lovely. Speaking of Issa's dad, I have something to come back to involving Issa's parents.
Why don't we just get to it now?
Okay. It's my birthday tomorrow.
What?
And Issa was over, and she was FaceTiming her parents, and her parents were really excited. Or actually, I was over at Issa's place. Her parents were really excited to have me open my birthday gifts, so they didn't want to wait. So they gave it to me early. JC.
Yes?
They got me, like, a very fancy watch.
Oh, wow. Is it, like, a name brand that I would know?
Movado.
Nope. It's not, but...
It's a good...
Yeah. How many thousands?
Not thousands.
Hundreds. Oh, when I think of a good watch, I think of like 14,000. I just assume they had like a watch connection or like they're in the watch industry.
Yeah.
When I listen to people that talk about watches, it's always like fucking Rolexes that cost like, you know, at least a couple thousand. Sorry to really rain on your parade. I'm not a watch guy. My watch I use is $10 and from Walmart. You know?
You did kind of rain on my parade with that.
I didn't mean to. I don't know that much about Issa's family. I just assumed that, like, okay, maybe this is their thing. But it's really nice.
I texted you a picture of it if you want to look at it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it means a little. You should have just told me it was, like, a couple thousand. I would have believed you. That's really nice. I like that.
I think it's incredible. And it was really incredibly generous of them.
Yeah, I feel like I'm incredibly picky with watches. That's really nice looking.
They picked out the silver watch so it would match my ring.
Oh, how nice. Yeah.
My great-grandmother's ring. And then they picked the gray facing because they knew it was my favorite color.
That is so sweet. I don't know if it quite beats my Walmart watch, but we can compare once we both have them in person.
True.
Okay, cool.
I'm actually going to go get a resize tomorrow.
Oh, you already have it?
Yeah.
I thought like they had just like they told you or showed you over FaceTime. That's so huge.
No. They had shipped it to Issa, and Issa was meant to give it to me on my birthday.
You are going to be busy. That's on your to-do list before we leave on the trip, is getting a watch sized and fitted?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yep.
Well.
JC, I'm so sorry to hear your therapist is leaving. I hope you find a new one soon. Any update on that?
Well, Jordan will get to it probably in her next update that you're about to read. But my therapist did tell me that she'll be coming back in September.
Wow.
Yeah. But we talked about that on the podcast, I think. Because I had 1 week where I was like unsure what was going to happen. And then the next week, my very last session with her, part of what I wanted to talk to her about was like, so how long should I wait before I'm like, I maybe need a new therapist? And she was like, oh, actually, I'm definitely coming back and it'll be September.
So, well, that's good.
Yeah. And she told me that she'll have all morning appointments, but she'll leave like one or two open on Tuesday evenings. So that way I can still see her, which is so kind.
That is very nice of her.
Yeah.
Episode 399. We are nearly there, JC. JC, I'm so sorry for taking my revenge out on you because of the urine kink suggestion. It was truly not intentional.
What is she admitting to here? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I think she has a urine kink, confirmed.
Wouldn't this be the opposite?
It sounds like she is apologizing for seeking revenge after we revealed her urine piss kink, if you ask me.
I don't really know how to read it, so I have no basis to argue against that.
Okay, we can probably just go with it. If she can correct it, she may. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, she can always correct it in a future Jordan update. JC, I think it's wonderful that you and Brandy have such a deep love for party supply stores. I agree with Grayson. It truly showcases your fun, flourishing relationship.
That wasn't great. I was the one who suggested that idea. And then you said, you know what?
That was what I said, actually. That was all me.
Okay, whatever.
I think those are great potential rules for the Chicago trip. I'm excited to hear how this game played out. I forgot all the rules, JC.
Thank God Hans made like a Google Doc or a Google sheet with all the rules in it for us. We just have to reread the sheet. Hans typed up all the rules for us.
Thank you so much, Hans.
It's something with 3-tier gifts and Steven signing the receipt and Chargle talking about John Cena. That's what I remember.
Hans never ceases to amaze me.
He's wonderful.
He's really something. Thank you, Hans. Episode 400. I'm so sorry Celsius didn't work out for you, JC. I hope sleep becomes more accessible for you soon. JC, I think it was probably for the best that you didn't consume those sauces. I hope you get more edible ones soon.
I actually did. I have 4 new ones that they sent me, and I have the ones with botulism potentially still in my freezer.
Why?
My mom wants them. She said she'll eat them.
Okay, sick. Cool. Best of luck to your mom, though, you know? Yeah. I'm so sorry to both of you that the Jew Boy Cantina closed before you could go. I hope you're still able to get to enjoy the other stores.
Yeah, I appreciate the condolences.
Thank you, JC, for sharing your tips if I ever become homeless.
I don't know what they were, but you're welcome.
Say that you're going to kill yourself or kill someone else or act mentally ill.
And then go to a Tafla hospital. Yeah, true. Do that.
I'm so sorry to hear that I've manipulated and pushed emotional turmoil. Oh, this is 401, by the way.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm so sorry to hear that I've manipulated and pushed emotional turmoil on the listening audience. My dad is currently utilizing a probate lawyer. I don't know if he'd do it for free or not, though.
Oh, my.
Hey, no way.
I didn't think our call would work. I didn't think it would yield any traction on the probate lawyer search, Grayson. Out of our listening audience of 2, somehow we struck gold. This is awesome.
This is remarkable.
If only Jordan's dad was a probate lawyer, that would be a little better. But we take what we can get.
I'm sorry to hear you're cursed now, JC. I hope you found a cure by now.
I don't know about it. This guy thinks I run the hospital.
would that be called a cure or like a counter curse? Or a blessing?
Well, if because the rock that the cursed rock that I touched is theoretically supposed to make me start hearing voices. So if we are to assume from that that I'm like developing schizophrenia or like some other psychotic disorder, cure is probably the right word.
Do they have a cure for schizophrenia, JC?
No.
Darn.
We try to like just sedate the people as much as as we can so they can stop being nuisances on society. Which is
good system.
Perfect. Yep.
You can read about it in Mad in America.
It's true. It is
what
so
a great
true.
And effective system we have.
You can sign up for a job at a mental hospital and you can see it firsthand if you'd like.
True. I think you both should learn a magic trick on the podcast. It'll be absolutely captivating content.
Wait, run that one back.
I think you both should learn a magic trick on the podcast. It'll be absolutely captivating content.
Okay, noted. We do have to come up with something for episode 403, the Chicago or post-Chicago episode. Yeah. Do we like do separate recordings, or are we in a Discord call, like simultaneously learning, just occasionally like grunting or whispering to ourselves?
I guess that's a good point, because she doesn't say that we should perform a magic trick on the pod. It's learn.
Yeah,
like it's the learning process.
No, we're gonna perform it in Chicago.
Yeah,
we learn it. Yeah, on the pod. If you have any suggestions for how you'd like that to be done, Jordan, we will oblige.
I'm sorry Southwest has disappointed you both so much. It's sad to lose a long-standing Boy partner, but maybe it's just Delta's time to step up. So true.
Yeah, I think so.
JC, I'm thrilled that you enjoyed your Switch purchase so much. I hope you have all the fun.
Thank you. Grayson's going to have fun with two of them very soon.
Can I take a quick divergence to
of
talk
course.
About my video game qualms real quick?
Absolutely.
I kind of touched on this in the last episode when I was talking about the Switch 2 and like whether or not I would buy it. But like, I don't play video games anymore, and that makes me really sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't remember the last time I like properly sat down and just played a video game by myself and like just did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But you want to.
I want to, but it's really hard for me to justify doing something like buying the Switch 2 when I don't know if or when or whether it's even possible for that to happen.
Yeah, I have played it, I think, twice, maybe three times since I've bought the Switch. And it's been almost 2 weeks now, which is sad, you know? So,
would you say that it's been a worthwhile purchase, though?
Yeah, I know I'm going to play the shit out of it. But I also, like, the games I play, like my two video games, right? I was never as into video games as a whole as you and, like, a lot of our friends, Grayson. But, like, the games that I have been completely enthralled and obsessed with were Minecraft and Mario Kart. And so I know I'm going to get a lot of value out of the Mario Kart of it all. And there's also
this
Pokemon
is
coming out.
50% of your gaming.
Yes, exactly. And then Pokemon 2, which I've you know, strayed away from Pokemon in recent years. But I'm definitely going to buy the new game that comes out in October. So,
but isn't the new game the sequel to Legends Arceus?
Yes, but it's X and Y. I think it's Pokemon Z. And X and Y were, like, my favorite games. So I got to play it.
That may be an incentive for me to do it. But I haven't even finished Scarlet and Violet yet.
Yeah, I never even bought them. So I'm just skipping right over.
Grayson, those gifts to Issa are so kind of you. Happy delayed birthday to her. It sounds like a wonderful day. Aww. I tried to make it a good day. I think she had a good time.
Do you think Jordan's going to remember to message us on both of our respective birthdays?
I'd be shocked if she didn't, honestly.
Do you think she keeps it all in her phone calendar? Or do you think she has like a physical calendar that she checks every day for birthdays?
I think she just keeps it all in her head.
Oh my God. Yeah, I could see that. Do you think it's the kind of thing where like she thinks about it once and it's stored away? Or she's always like, you know, test quizzing herself on the birthdays?
No, I think she's just has like that gifted of a memory.
Oh my God. Well, shout out to Jordan. We'll see. We'll see if that's true. You know, we're going to put it to the test very soon, very imminently.
JC, I'm so sorry you've had so many technology problems. I'm happy you're so content with your headphones, though.
Oh my gosh, I wouldn't even call it content. I'd call it thrilled. I am beyond content with my headphones. I am pleased as punch, I'd say, Grayson. They're on my head right now as I talk to you.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I just got a message from
Hans.
Is it
from Jordan? Oh.
Oh, yes. Are we still recording? I'm going to respond. Yes.
Do it in all caps. Please. Is there a new Jordan update?
Yes. Please do share your upcoming bar adventure with the listening audience. Oh, we absolutely will. I hope you both have fantabulous weeks. Also, this was in all caps. Also, exclamation point. Please do tell me what you both want for your birthdays. I'd like to show my appreciation for both of your existences at least a little bit.
Hmm. Okay, so I know she's going to get us something, right? Like, the answer, because she messaged me about this. Jordan messaged me about this like a couple weeks ago, being like, what do you want for your birthday? And my response was like, please, nothing. Like, please, you're good. But realistically, we should probably tell her something that's like reasonable, you know? So that way she doesn't go like above and beyond. Do you get where I'm going?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Here's kind of my thoughts on, are we doing a Friendsgiving this year?
I would like to. Chargle will still be in Texas. I think that'd be cool.
Jordan, what I would really love for my birthday, and this would genuinely be a meaningful thing for me, is if you actually attend our Friendsgiving this year.
Aww.
That would be a great birthday gift. It'll have to like come later, but that is what I want for my birthday.
But do you remember when I said the thing about asking for like an attainable gift that like won't, you know, like I feel like we're really stretching the limits here. I went from, hey, let's have Jordan avoid spending a ton of money by giving her like a reasonable gift. And you gave her like an impossible gift. You asked her for something that she can't provide, you know?
Yes, she can.
You think so?
Well, if you remember last year's Friendsgiving.
Oh, I do.
She showed up. She arrived. She gave us a wonderful pie.
Wow.
I'm
choking. But then she had to go to work. Yeah, that's true. So you wanted her to take the day off of work.
Whether it's take the day off of work or plan her work schedule around it a little bit or like just something to make it happen.
I don't believe Jordan was working that whole time because that turkey finished cooking at 3 a.m. She could have made it.
True.
Time to spare. That's my interpretation of things. But no, I'd like to have another Friendsgiving. I think that'd be a wonderful thing. We wouldn't do it on like actual Thanksgiving, right? We do it on a weekend surrounding it.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just because I don't think
like a lot of people want to. Yeah, I know a lot of people will probably want to have like Thanksgiving with their families and stuff.
Gross. Lame. Who would want that? Yeah, I was asking one of my supervisors about like, hey, what's it look like to request like Christmas and stuff off? And he got kind of nervous and I kind of got the feeling that he doesn't want me to do it. So I think I'm going to work on Christmas. But I'll make holiday pay. Woo!
I'm working Christmas too, so I'm there with you.
Are you going to work?
When I signed up for Christmas, I was still hourly, so I would have made overtime for it.
Oh, no.
But now I'm salaried, so like, I can't back out now.
I guess that's still also like your family is not here for Christmas, so it's a little different, I guess. Like for me, I'm actually going to miss my family Christmas. I think my family would be down to just like do it on a different day because we have no attachment to the actual 25th of it all. You know, if I were like, hey, guys, can we do Christmas on the Saturday before? I feel like they might be down, you know. I'll have to see, Gray the Gray. But is that it for the brand, or not the Brandy, for the Jordan update?
That is, in fact, it for the Jordan update.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jordan, for all of that. The gift that you can get me a beach towel. I need a beach towel. Is that an okay request, Grayson?
Yeah, I think that's responsible.
Okay, thank you. I just don't have a beach towel. I always, whenever I go to the pool, I have to use my shower towels. And they're really not appropriate for the occasion. And then I was also...
Yeah, that, That's odd. Oddly enough, you use bath towels for the beach. I use beach towels for the bath.
Oh. Oh.
We have the opposite problems.
We really do. And I think yours is maybe a bit better, just because you're not going to ruin a beach towel by drying yourself off with it every day. But you'll ruin a shower towel by laying out on it at a beach, you know?
True. Well, my logic behind using the beach towels is that they're just bigger.
Oh, I guess. I'm a big boy. I've had some pretty teensy beach towels in my time.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like
mine have been pretty big.
I feel like it's just dependent on the size you purchase. They have like large shower towels too. They're just not the ones I'm going for. I don't have as much surface area to dry off. You know? I'm sorry about it.
Yeah. I'm just big boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. And then also, I really enjoy my coworkers. My coworkers are so amazing. And one of my coworkers has been trying to get people like to hang out outside of work, but like has been a little nervous about like trying to figure it out. And this past weekend, they actually like orchestrated a whole little like hangout with everyone, or not everyone, but like a good number of people. I couldn't make it because Brandy and I went to Schlitterbahn. So sad, but Schlitterbahn was a wonderful time. So it works out. But then they were working on like another hangout for this weekend, but I'm going to be in Chicago, so I'm going to miss that one, which is so messed up. And then the next one planned is for the 16th, because one of my coworkers is having a housewarming party because she just left her husband, and I'm going to have to miss that one because it's my birthday. And so I was working with one of my coworkers on maybe doing something on the 17th, but like at my place potentially, or at the pool. But I just realized I can't really give everyone a bunch of shower towels at the pool. That'd be so embarrassing, you know?
That's so devastating, Jason.
How would I ever recover from that?
I don't know, man.
My reputation there.
You can just tell everyone to bring their own towels.
Yeah, that's probably the move. That would probably be a really simple answer. But imagine if I say, guys, bring all your own towels, and then I'm still the only loser who shows up with a shower towel.
Yeah, that would be kind of lame.
So, Jordan, I'm going to need this thing ASAP, okay? Like, the moment you hear this, I need you to overnight it to me in Chicago. Just to make sure everything's going to plan. I can send you our Airbnb address, of course.
You remember when you originally started this with, let me pick something reasonable?
Beach towel, easy. Easy work. Do you have any suggestions for what the beach towel should look like?
It should involve green and black. Green.
Okay, green. Oh, like my living room.
Yeah.
Okay, that just doesn't scream beach, right?
No, but you in general don't really scream beach, so
that's really fair. Brandy associates the color yellow with me because that was my living room when she first met me, like very yellow and white, and those are more beachy colors, you know.
That's also really mean.
Well, it's like I did it to myself. Like the accent, not even the accent, like the main color in my apartment from 2021 to 2024 was yellow.
JC, I have to pause really quick because I have a very important package I need to grab and I need it to not get stolen. I'll be right back.
Okay. Pause. He just wants to leave me alone so I can flounder. He likes doing this. He loves setting me up to fail. But it's whatever. Important package. I think not. Something more important than this podcast? I know not. And this just goes to show, guys, if you're ever wondering who's your favorite host of Boy Oh Boy, which host of Boy Oh Boy loves you more, I'm not going to grab a package. I'm not leaving in the middle of the podcast. I'm not the one who's interrupting the Jordan update, you know, or this beautiful, beautiful towel talk of it all.
Package.
That's
retained.
Not me. Yeah. Oh, I know. I know it was. What was the package?
I can't say it on the podcast, but I'll tell you afterwards. I did also, when I ran out to do it, Maria is here, and she told me she fainted at work today.
Maria fainted at work?
Yeah. I have no details of it because I had to run back to the podcast, but apparently, yes, she fainted at work.
That's so sad. I bet she was dehydrated and stressed.
Well, I can report back with the actual answer when I have it.
Ooh.
I will let you know if you're correct.
No, but like, what's your prediction?
Oh.
Maybe pots?
I was thinking drugs.
Oh, like maybe she OD'd? It's just like her to shoot up in the book people bathroom. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Her and her coworkers. It's kind of messed up, but, you know, it's just a bookstore, so worst case scenario, what? Someone didn't get their book?
True.
Sorry to demean your work, Maria.
Dehydration is probably the most likely explanation, but also, like, she just straight up overworks herself, so.
It makes sense.
Could have just been exhaustion.
Yeah, understood.
Iron deficiency.
Oh, I got one of those. That's huge. Well, Grayson, is there anything else you want to talk about today on Boy Oh Boy?
Oh, I don't know. Is there anything else I want to talk about?
I mean, there's one thing. I guess it's some long-term housekeeping we could do. 2 years ago, P. Terry's, their seasonal milkshake for the month of August was blueberry muffin flavored. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome, okay? It was great. I have nothing but fond memories of it. It was actually my payment to you for cutting my hair one time, was the blueberry muffin milkshake. Mm-hmm. Last year in August, they did not bring it back. They had a fucking Nutella milkshake. And I don't like Nutella, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's certainly no blueberry muffin. But the other day, on P. Terry's Instagram, they posted a teaser that something sweet is coming. And they put in the description of the Instagram post that a previous seasonal, like part-time, not part-time, previous seasonal limited-time item is going to be coming back. And it's sweet. Something sweet is coming. And I thought, oh boy. Grayson, you know what it means.
We're getting the Nutella milkshake again, aren't we?
Actually, no, sweet tea. They put sweet tea on the menu.
Why is sweet tea a limited time thing?
I don't know, because they always have unsweet tea, so the sweet tea is just the, yeah, that's the limited time.
We're in Texas. Sweet tea is meant to be the default.
Right? So they got me all hyped up and for nothing. 12 other people and me all liked the comment in the comment section predicting the blueberry muffin milkshake, and now we have egg on our face.
You fool.
Because then they announced the milkshake for August, and it's Nutella again.
Tough.
Yeah, tough. I know. And I just want the blueberry muffin milkshake. I wish more people had bought it the first time. And then it would be back right now. But everyone let me down. Everyone let me know. Jordan, another part of... I'm going to add something to Grayson's birthday gift for him. If you can bring blueberry muffin milkshakes that you make to Friendsgiving, that'd be cool. That'd be a good dessert this year. Thoughts?
You're setting the poor girl up for failure. Because not only did you enjoy the P. Terry's ones so much, but now you have like the time for it to have even been enhanced in your memory.
Yeah.
To where nothing's going to live up to it.
It's become an icon of sorts. But mm-hmm. I'll say part of what makes the P. Terry's one so good is how cheap it is. The Jordan one would theoretically be free. So, and I'll know it was made with love and care, which is nice. I can't say that about P. Terry's.
Jordan, since it's an addition JC made to my birthday gift, I'm gonna add a stipulation. Charge JC the price of a P. Terry's smoothie, a milkshake, for the milkshake that you bring.
I might appreciate it more if you do that. I'm okay paying the amount for a P. Terry's milkshake, TBH. But yeah, I'd love a beach towel and then some blueberry muffin milkshakes. Grayson, we're allowed to ask for whatever we want. This girl wouldn't come on the podcast, okay? You know what she put us through.
So true.
So we can get all the milkshakes we want, is how I see it. But specifically blueberry muffin flavored, please. So yeah, P. Terry's is kind of throwing me around. And it's not really nice, but we live. I didn't faint at work today, so I have that going for me. Did you faint at work today?
Can't say I did.
Well, let's keep that going, Grayson. Let's keep that going, and then hopefully we get to Chicago, and we'll have simply the best time. We'll get so much rest. Did you want to go through just really quickly the itinerary before we ride off into the sunset?
Nope.
Okay, we just want to ride. Ride.
Yep.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Adios!
B-O-Y-O-B-O-I. the podcast. You never